probably get copyright violation on that. Hello.
I bet that one's old enough.
You think that's probably public domain? That's probably public
domain. A lot of right? Christmas songs are public domain. I'm pretty sure that one, I don't know if it is or not, but I don't think Mel Torme would care.
At this point.
Well, no one probably knows Mel Torme. They called him the Velvet Fog. Is.
Did you know that? Velvet Fog?
That was his nickname.
I didn't know that.
Because his voice was so like velvety rich.
Yeah.
It had that nice little like rasp to it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like a rasp that made it sound weak, I guess, you know? Yeah. I love Mel Torme.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know that he wrote the Christmas song.
I did know that.
Yeah. Hey, Vikram.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, plant people. This is In the Grow, and I'm Rachel. I forgot to say that.
And I'm still Vikram.
You said that. I just said hi and was like,
hello.
We're in it. Today we're going to talk about Christmas tree farms.
Yay, this is my favorite thing.
It really is. He's very
I get
excited.
Very excited about Christmas trees.
And I'm glad he's excited because I don't know anything about this.
Remember how excited Rachel was about pie?
Yeah.
Like, remember that? I don't know why I get so into Christmas trees. Like, I like Christmas and the holidays in general.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something about a Christmas tree that makes me very happy.
They smell great.
They do. And except for putting it up, like, egregiously early.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I won't do that. Like, that is a day after Thanksgiving thing in my house.
Yeah. Well, I was raised by a fireman, and I absolutely will not ever put up a Christmas tree too early because in my brain, that's a fire hazard.
Yeah. Well, you're not wrong.
I'm the person that goes to other people's houses and moves their candles because I'm like, that's too close. Like, why would you put that there? That's not safe. How dare you?
How could those be under those drapes?
Yeah.
Are you insane?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Or like too close to paper or plants. No, can't. Yeah. Anyway.
You're a good friend.
Yeah. I'm just paranoid. Thanks, Dad.
Those are not mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
So Christmas trees.
Yeah. So I wanted to start by having you talk about, you know, some people may worry that, oh, you're cutting down trees. Christmas tree farms are bad, but they're not.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Expound and explain.
No, that's all. I'm kidding.
How dare you?
See you next time.
Bye.
So the way I see, you've got three options if you want to put up a Christmas tree. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You could do a plastic tree.
No.
Okay. So you can't do a plastic tree. You can do a fresh cut tree or you can do a live tree. Those are kind of your three options, right? And people will do some of all of those. Like you could do a potted tree.
Yeah. That's what my mom does.
And like bring it inside and do that. Right.
Yeah.
So
that's the live one. Aren't there other live trees that you can do?
Sure.
Or is that just what you meant?
No, that's kind of what I meant. Like any kind of potted live tree. It could be like a traditional like Christmas tree species, like a Elderica pine or a Douglas fir or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be, you know, a Norfolk Island pine or something weird. Mm-hmm. You know, it depends on what you have. I've seen people do like just decorate like their fiddly fig or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you have a lot of options, but I think that personally, my favorite option of those is a fresh cut tree.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to do a fresh cut tree every year, and I still will, but I think my son has some allergies to them.
Aww.
So we've kind of like, we didn't do one last year just because I was like, I don't know. So we'll try again this year.
So I guess I should walk back my anti-plastic tree stance because some people do have allergies.
There is a place for them, and we can talk about that here in a minute, but so I think the biggest complaint most people have against fresh cut trees is they think that you're driving up in the mountains somewhere and cutting down an old growth forest to put it in your living room.
No, you're not doing that.
No, you're going to a farm.
Yeah.
And just like any other agricultural or horticultural product or a forestry product in this case, this kind of lives in the middle of those somewhere, I think. Like they are grown for that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Like they are grown on specific farms and in specific places to be fresh cut trees.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they actually play a lot of roles in the ecosystem. They provide a lot of ecosystem benefits where you're planting trees sometimes in a place where either they have been removed in the past or maybe there weren't before, right? They are something that'll grow for, it depends on the size of the tree, but a number of years before they're cut. So
how many years does it take for one to get like 6 to 7 feet tall?
That depends very much on species.
Okay.
So like an Afghan pine or an Elderica pine, which a lot of people grow around here because they grow so well here. they may hit 6 or 7 feet tall in like 4 years.
Oh, wow.
Like they may get there pretty quick. They grow super fast.
What about a Douglas fir or a noble? Is a noble fir a Douglas fir? I don't know.
Yeah, you may be looking at more like 6 to 10 years on some of those. So, you know, they grow at different rates depending on climate too, but they're grown for that purpose. So while the time they're like being grown, during the time that they're there, they are doing the things that trees do. They're pulling carbon out of the atmosphere. They are adding to the soil. They're growing roots. They're
preventing erosion.
They are serving the purpose of a tree in that area. And then when they're cut down, they're replaced.
Yeah.
So it's not like we're going out and like clear cutting a forest. And there has been that in the past. Like that, that's true. And like if you look at like the, you know, Rockefeller Center tree in New York, like, yeah, that's an old growth tree from somewhere that they've gone and cut down, but those are farmed too a lot of times.
They cut one every year.
Yeah, they do a fresh tree for, was it not Times Square?
No, it's Rockefeller Center.
I was right. Yeah. Like they go and cut down a tree every year for that.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't been to New York. I don't know how that thing is.
It's a big tree.
I just thought it was there like all year and they just decorated it at Christmas.
They go find a big tree and bring it in every year. No. No. So it's not there all the time.
Aw.
Are you, it's a little sad.
I'm a little sad. I'm a little sad because, you know, old growth is.
It's a big tree, right? Yeah. But for the most part, like, think that's one tree per year in this big place that like thousands or millions of people look at. So it's serving even its purpose in a lot of ways. And then they'll turn it into different things. They'll mulch it. They'll compost it. They make ornaments. They make a lot of things. So still, we're taking carbon out of the atmosphere and we're locking it up in wood. And we're using it for something.
Yeah.
So it still is serving the role of sequestering carbon out of the atmosphere. And they're grown for that purpose. Yeah. They are farmed specifically for that.
Even where there are old growth forests, like in California. When I was a kid, I lived in California for a brief time in Northern California, where the red oaks are. And redwoods, not red oaks.
There's probably red oaks there too.
But, you know, it's famous for redwoods. Sorry. I was thinking about the tree in my yard. Come on, Rachel, get with it. But the only time I ever went and got my own Christmas tree that we cut was there. And it's up in the mountains, just like, you know, right next to an old growth forest, but it was a farm.
Yeah.
And you can go cut your own trees.
Well, and a lot of times, even when you do that, even if you're going into a forested area to cut a tree, like you're purchasing that.
Yeah.
Right. So you're purchasing a permit to go get a tree. You're paying for that material. And those funds go to conservation. They go to planting more trees, to conserving the natural environment around there. So
this one was a farm though. It was but I know what you're saying.
So like I think that it is a complex thing, and I know there's people out there listening like, well, we still shouldn't be doing that. But if you think of it, like, it's a renewable resource. It's a thing that we regrow every year, and it makes people happy.
Yeah.
And like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Whereas, okay, yeah, you could buy a plastic tree and they may last 10, 15, 20 years, depending on the quality of the product you buy. But that's a non-renewable resource, right? That is a petroleum product. And eventually, that tree is going to wear out and it's going to end up in a landfill somewhere.
Yeah.
Where it's not going to break down. It's not not going to add anything back to the environment. So even
unless you repurpose it into like a robot.
Which...
I'm thinking of the one robot from the 80s. Was that Short Circuit?
Yeah. Okay, that was a good one.
Yeah.
So you have one option to make.
That's
to,
your only option.
You have to either throw it away or make a robot.
No, throwing it away. You have to make it into a robot. A Christmas tree robot.
So there's going to be like an army of robots.
Its job is that it mulches and chips old trees.
See, this is, it's a renewable thing.
Yeah.
So
that's how you make it renewable.
There are benefits. I won't say there's no benefits to an artificial tree, right? I have one again. If it messes with my allergies or your allergies or my son's allergies, like we still want a Christmas tree up. So we'll put up a plastic one. But I much prefer a fresh cut tree.
Yeah.
It makes me happy.
Yeah, they do. I enjoy the smell of fir.
Yeah.
And it's very nice.
Yeah.
So you may be thinking, why are they talking about this? There's nowhere around here where I can get a fresh cut Christmas tree other than the box store. There's no Christmas tree farms in Texas or West Texas. Well, guess what? You're wrong.
That's right. You're wrong.
I'm just kidding. But there are.
Yeah.
And we found some.
We did.
So I'm going to start with the ones farther away.
Okay.
Because, you know, maybe you're driving to somewhere across Texas.
Sure.
Because a lot of us do this. And this is Texas. Most of us have to drive across the state.
7-hour drive, no big deal.
No problem. Yeah. Well, there are quite a few around Dallas. I'm not even going to mention those because you can Google it.
There are a lot.
There are a lot around the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So if you're going that direction, check it out. Mm-hmm. If you're going across Texas, maybe from here towards Central or South Texas, there's Milliken Heritage Christmas Tree Farm. That's in Cross Plains.
Okay.
And you can start getting trees there on November 26th. So right after Thanksgiving.
Coming up.
Yeah. And then the other one I found on your way out of West Texas, which I guess it's still kind of West Texas, is there's one in Tuscola called the W8 Christmas Tree Farm.
Okay.
And they have cut you can cut your own or get a pre-cut one. And their season is from November 24th through Christmas Eve.
Okay.
So you could go get one on Christmas Eve.
If you were very much last minute about it.
On your road trip to wherever your family is.
Just take a tree with you.
Yeah, you can just pick it up on the way. I got this. Here we go. And then, excitingly, there is a Christmas tree farm right in shallow water called Hamilton Farms.
Yeah.
And it's exciting. They seem like they have, we're just going to sound like we're plugging them. I hope they get all the business from this.
Too.
Because they have you can have a party out there. You can reserve a campfire. They've got jellies. They got jams. They got pickles. They got beef. They got Christmas trees. It's cool.
That's our new Christmas wrap.
They got jellies. They got jams. They got beef. they do pre-cut Fraser firs. So I don't think you can cut your own, but still pretty cool to get a fresh cut tree that was grown right here in the local Lubbock area.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. And again, some things you want to consider is how early you're going to buy that tree.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Rachel was saying,
they
can be a fire hazard.
Also, the longer you have them, the drier they get, and then the needles start falling out.
They make a mess.
Yeah, and then you got to vacuum every day.
For months.
And especially if you have a cat that keeps trying to get inside your Christmas tree.
The tree's just exploding all the time.
I think people with cats, they know, right? They always want to get in the Christmas tree. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Why are cats that way?
Hamilton Farms, their season, it starts on November 25th. So the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and they are selling through December 18th.
Okay.
And they're open nightly from 5 to 9 p.m.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. Go out there some evening.
I think it sounds like a lot
of
fun.
Have your Christmas party there. It sounds really cool.
Yeah.
Check out their website, hamiltonfarmstexas.com, all spelled out. Texas is spelled out. And check it out. It's very interesting, all the things they have. It's kid friendly. They have stuff for the kids to do. Go make some nice memories.
Memories are great. It's the best part of the holidays.
Memories.
So should we talk about what you do once you get the tree in your house?
Yeah.
So you brought it home.
And put it in some water.
Put it in some water.
In the tree stand.
Mm-hmm. That holds also the water. So sometimes it is beneficial to recut them.
Oh, okay.
Before you put it,
kind of like with cut flowers, recut the stem so you open up those paths.
If you buy it from a box store, and probably if you buy it from a local farm as well, they will cut them, they'll recut them before they send them with you.
Oh, okay, cool.
So they've got a little chainsaw, they'll put it up on a thing and recut it.
Because I was like, I don't want to do that with my handsaw.
Yeah, no. So they will do that. And mm-hmm. and so usually, especially if you're getting a good quality product, they are recut right before you take them home.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, because I have the stuff to do it, I will cut off another half inch or whatever of stem right before I put it in the water. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, even after a couple of weeks, if I'm going to, it's a pain once it's decorated.
Yeah.
So, but I have in the past, if it looks like it's really drying out, mm-hmm. I'll kind of pick it up and cut the bottom off again.
And save those, make coasters.
Yeah. And so the biggest thing is you want to make sure it has water.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy Christmas tree, it's not fertilizer. It's usually just a carbohydrate kind of thing. Some people will put the same kind of things that people say make your cut flowers last longer.
Sugar.
Yeah, sugar. It kind of works. It kind of doesn't.
Sugar.
But in general, you just want to make sure they stay well watered because they'll hold their needles better. They don't dry out. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot safer.
Mm-hmm.
Use the lowest temperature bulbs you can. So like LED is ideal because they don't produce any extra heat.
Yeah, you don't want fire hazards. Here to just remind everyone, be important. Safe. Also, do not heat your house with your oven. Just FYI, don't do that.
Oh.
You'd be surprised.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah, I grew up with all the horror stories. You do not do that, okay? Yeah,
don't.
Don't.
Just don't.
It's crazy though. My stepmom grew up in Odessa and she told me that when she was a kid, that her mom used to let them, when they got out of the shower on cold mornings, they'd all go stand in front of the open oven to like warm up. And my dad was like, absolutely not. Never. No, that is not okay.
Are there rules in Odessa? I don't think there's any rules there.
I don't know. No idea. Never been. Don't want to. No offense. I'm good. I'll just stay here.
Full offense, Odessa. Just...
No.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, good.
We love you, Odessa.
Yeah, I got my stepmom from there. She's great.
Yeah, cool. So, yeah, be careful. You know, make sure you're placing it in a place that's, you know, probably right in front of your fireplace.
No.
Where it may
What's wrong with you?
Just be careful.
Don't put it in front of your fireplace.
I'm not doing that.
Rachel's, were you doing that just to provoke me?
Rachel's yelling at me.
That's not okay.
Don't put your candles near it.
No.
Don't let your cat push it into the oven. I don't know.
The fireplace.
I don't know. Just be careful with it. Because, again, this is something that's actively going to be drying out.
Yep.
And one thing about pine needles and fir needles is once they're dry, they go up quickly.
Oh, yeah.
And so...
That's how you get forest fires.
Yeah.
No. Which only you can prevent.
Put a Smokey the Bear in between your fireplace and your Christmas tree.
I think I need a Smokey the Bear tattoo. Because I'm so on the like no fire right now. What's wrong with me? My dad would be proud.
Carrying a fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
There you go. So after the season, like after you're done, all the celebrating is over.
Yeah.
It's the cold, dark January. And you've got to take down your tree and do something with it.
Sad.
I like the idea of like making coasters out of it.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people will actually just like limb them a little bit and put them outside.
Yeah, stick it in your backyard.
And it's good like cover for animals, right?
And
they can go hide
and
in
bugs.
It. Yeah. And so, you know, you could cut it up, use it as firewood. Mm-hmm. You could compost it. You could bury it. A lot of times if it gets taken away by like waste disposal or waste management or solid waste. That's the word I was looking for. Like if the dump truck hauls it away. A lot of times they will mulch those and just add it to like the city mulch pile and things like that. So that's fine. But you don't want to like cut it up and put it in a plastic bag. Like send it somewhere where it can break down in the environment, where it can do some good, or turn it into something else, right? Recreate it and work it into something in your home. There's a lot of like arts and crafts you can do out of it. I think the more we can recycle those nutrients back into the system, the more sustainable it becomes.
Mm-hmm.
That should maybe make people feel a little better about it, right? The fact that I'm not just going to take this and throw it away and it's not going to sit in a landfill where it does nothing forever. Like, we're actually getting some benefit from it.
Yeah. I've heard arguments either way, but when I was growing up, we used to take them out and put them in the sand dunes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. To like help with storm erosion and
sure.
stuff like that. I mean, again, I don't know all the reasoning either way. Like some people say it's not good. Some people are like, this is a great idea. I don't know.
It's interesting. And I don't know enough about that probably to say either way, but it makes sense, right? Like it's a something to help stabilize the dunes and it's cover for animals and those kinds of things.
I mean, if you're randomly listening to this and you live somewhere near the coast.
Yeah, please tell us.
Yeah. I don't know. No one around here is going to be like doing that. So.
Yeah, finding sand dunes. I'm going to drive several hours to go throw this on the sand.
Hey, maybe they're driving down to the coast for Christmas. Just pack up your Christmas tree for New Year's vacation. I don't know. No, I'm kidding. Don't do that. That would be a pain to drive that far with a Christmas tree. Like
strapped
to the top, like National Lampoon style.
But it's all like dead and sad.
But all the decorations are still on it. Like you're the Grinch and you stole it.
Don't steal Christmas trees.
No, that's not nice.
By the way, the Grinch did not hate Christmas. The Grinch hated people, which I think is reasonable.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like he didn't mind the holidays.
No, he only...
He didn't like the people.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a good place to end? I don't know how we are on time. Wouldn't that be a sad ending to this? So have you seen some of the other things people do? Like if they're like... I don't want a real Christmas tree. Here's some unique alternatives.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is kind of a fun way to end this. So a lot of people will use garland.
Yeah.
Right? If you don't necessarily want like a full tree, you can still use, but you'd still like to smell like the forest.
Yeah.
Garland is a good option. You could use wreaths. You could. This person has hung their tree from the ceiling.
Why?
I don't know.
I've seen people do the like a Christmas cactus.
Yeah.
And put decorations on that.
Like a Santa hat on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of other options. I think that.
How do you feel about the spray painted ones?
I don't love that.
Does it take away the smell? I feel like it would just smell like spray paint.
I don't know. I don't love it. I think if you're going to
look cool, but it's
I also
feel weird about it.
But I also know that it's not snowing in my living room.
Yeah.
So it takes some of the magic away. You know, yeah. I don't know. I think, again, if we're trying to be as, I don't know, sustainable as possible, if we're trying to maybe just leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Just put the tree in there and mm-hmm. put some lights and things on it.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it into a coaster or an ornament for next year.
Yeah.
I will admit that I have used the fake spray paint snow before.
Uh-huh.
One time.
But that one doesn't smell like spray paint. It has its own unique smell.
Right. Not good necessarily.
It's not as bad as spray paint,
but
though.
But unique. One time when I was a kid, I got some of like the fake snow that you put on windows,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I sprayed it on the windows to my room without telling my parents.
Mm-hmm.
They had some for some reason. I'm going to say it was their fault for buying it and having it available for 12-year-old me.
That sounds like 12-year-old logic.
And so I sprayed it on my windows and I was like, look, it's Christmas. They were like, why would you do that? Mm-hmm. I was like, well, because it was here and I thought it looked cool.
Yeah.
And they're like, are you going to clean it? And I was like, sure.
Uh-huh.
Spoilers, I didn't, and I kind of forgot about it, and I think they kind of forgot about it too, and then it got hot.
Oh no.
And it baked it in.
No.
So that was fun to clean in July of that year.
Did you just have to get like a razor blade
pretty
and
much
scrape
and just
it
scrape
off?
It all off. Yeah. It took forever. So don't recommend that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to use the fake snow on your windows, probably go ahead and clean it off when you're done.
Yeah.
Or just don't.
Yeah.
It does smell weird.
It has a smell.
It has a smell, but it's not spray paint. That's true. It could be worse. Here's one made out of pine cones.
Okay, cool.
Here's a DIY tree made out of pine cones. How do you feel about this? I don't. It's okay.
What are those red balls?
Not pine cones. Uh-oh. What's happening?
Vikram's showing me images and I don't know what it is.
I don't know what happened. So, here's one. Here's one made
of succulents?
Succulents.
I like that.
So it looks like they built like a frame, maybe mm-hmm. out of like chicken mm-hmm. wire, and you could stuff it with sphagnum moss or something like that.
Yeah.
And then like plant succulents in it.
Or a quick little like A-frame with a couple of like
not shelves,
but just like levels.
Terraces or tiers. That could be very fun.
Yeah, I like that.
And then you could take the star off of it at the end and put like, what's a January thing? You could decorate it for different seasons. Put ornaments on it all year.
It's like January hearts thing. For, I was like, I don't know, black-eyed peas, but that's not going to go on your succulent.
No. You could do like hearts in February and I don't know.
He's thinking too much about this.
I'm thinking way too hard about this. But I do like the idea of like turning your like things that are not traditionally used as Christmas trees into Christmas trees.
Yeah.
Have you seen, this is totally irrelevant to what we've been talking. Well, it's not totally irrelevant. Have you seen how much tumbleweeds sell for on the internet?
No. Why?
Oh hang on, Rachel.
You know,
I used to
work out near the airport, I worked at a flight school. Just spoilers, people that didn't know me. I used to work at a flight school, and out there, when you're like on the edge of town, the tumbleweeds, at the certain time of year, they would just be lining all the fences along the airport runway, and we would have to go out and remove them, and it would be like truck beds full, and they were my height, like 5 feet tall by 5 feet wide.
Oh, yeah.
I would never buy one. Just go out towards like by the airport past Regis Street and you'll find them.
I know we can't.
Whoa! That's what
I know
insane.
I know we can't say prices on here, but like think about how much a used car might cost.
Yeah.
And you could get a chandelier made out of a tumbleweed.
No. This is West Texas. You go find that on the side of the road.
Go get your own tumbleweed.
Yeah.
But you can make a Christmas tree out of tumbleweeds. I've seen that on the internets.
I like that.
Before.
But also, they're real pokey.
They're real pokey.
They're real
And you want to talk about a fire hazard.
Yeah, for real. They're pokey and they're dry.
Yeah. And
so dry.
But people apparently will pay lots of money.
That's so much money.
For your tumbleweeds on the internet.
I don't like it.
So like open a shop and sell your tumbleweeds.
That's some gentrification right there. I'm not down for that one. No, thank you.
Yeah, no.
No, thank you.
It is a...
What kind of plant is a tumbleweed when it's alive?
It is a Russian thistle. So a Russian thistle is this big, like, round green plant that grows throughout the season, and it is also pokey when it's alive, when it's green. Okay. And then essentially it sets its seeds, and then it dries out and breaks off at the bottom, and as it rolls away, it spreads seeds all over the place.
Oh.
That is its method of disseminating its seed.
It's pretty ingenious.
It's clever.
Rolling.
And so they end up all over the place. Yeah. This is Salsola iberica. So you could use those as a Christmas tree if you wanted. Just get creative.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a pine tree or a fir tree. It can be whatever you want.
Just decorate your pothos.
Yeah.
Who knows? Yeah. Whatever you want.
Get a Yule log. It doesn't matter.
What's a Yule log?
It's just like a log that they like. So
that you're supposed to burn all season, right?
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. Is that a fire hazard too?
I don't know. Not if your chimney is properly cleaned and well-maintained.
Maintain your chimneys, folks.
And your flue. Okay.
Yeah.
Make sure the flue is open before you set your fire this year.
Before you light the fireplace that's right behind your Christmas tree.
Stop it.
Rachel's going to hurt me.
No.
There's rage in her eyes.
You just never know. People might hear you at the wrong moment and then be like,
soundbite.
Oh, it's fine. I'll do that.
That is the one soundbite. Yes. If it needs to be said one more time, do not put your Christmas trees right next to your fireplace.
Yeah, don't do that. Please don't do that.
But get creative. Do whatever you want with them ultimately. But I like the idea of, again, a fresh cut tree that I turn into other things.
Yeah.
At the end of the season.
And if you get creative with your Christmas tree and it's something that's a non-tree, send us a picture at inthegrowpod@gmail.com.
This one says cover your tree in mini pickles.
What? I love pickles.
I don't know. There's a tree with pickles on it.
Not sweet pickles. Remember that.
Yeah.
No one ever
those don't look like sweet pickles. That'll ruin the holidays.
I don't know how I feel about that, but it's interesting.
It's exactly what you think it is.
It's literally just like there's no tree. It's just lots of pickle ornaments hanging on some branches, no leaves.
By the way, if you search for anything on the internet, you'll get some kind of like list based article where people are just like, I don't know. How about pickles? So that's what you use the internet for.
Yep. Well, have fun getting your Christmas tree or non-Christmas tree or whatever you do for the cold season. Holidays, not holidays, whatever.
Is this our last one for the season?
Yes, it is.
So y'all have wonderful holidays. Be safe. Have lots of fun.
Yeah, if you're driving, be safe. If you're not driving, be safe. There are lots of fire hazards during the holiday season.
Don't burn anything down.
Please don't.
Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
We'll be back in February.
February.
Yeah.
And if you've got ideas for future topics for episodes, send them our way. We'd love to hear from you. Love to hear what you think. And if there's anything specific you'd like us to cover, we would love to do that.
Absolutely. InTheGrowPod@gmail.com. Okay. Bye.
Bye.